The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
King of kings and Lord of lords, the Ayam that Ayam, the everlasting Father, he who was and is and is to come, the name of the Lord be praised, the name of the Lord be worshipped, the name of the Lord be adored. There is no God like unto thee, O Lord. There is no God like unto thee, O Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he who lives and lives and lives and lives forever. The incomparable God. There is no kind, O God, like you, O God.
There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like our God.
Hallelujah. There is no God. You deserve our worship. You deserve our thanksgiving this morning. We celebrate you, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. We celebrate you.
Thank you, Lord, for sending your angels, O Lord, on God, for covering us with the blood of Jesus Christ and giving us life, O God, to live in another day like this. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. This is the day you have made that we should rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that you have made this day.
We worship you, Lord.
You have gone ahead into the day. You have stopped the day with only good things for us. We say, who can we ever compare you unto? Father, you are God and you are King. You love us so much. You love us so much to the point that you can give nations and people in exchange for our lives. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a loving Father we have. We are grateful, Father Lord, for this relationship. We do not take it for granted
we
at all.
We thank you, Father.
We celebrate
we don't take
your holy
it for
name.
Granted, oh God, at all.
We celebrate your we holy name. You. The love you have demonstrated unto us. The love you have for your children. Because of the blood of Jesus. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. Father, Lord, it's so tremendous.
Oh,
and
hallelujah.
We say thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We celebrate
hallelujah.
Your holy
hallelujah.
Name. We celebrate you for your faithfulness.
Yes, beloved.
For your faithfulness. Your love.
Power for today is coming your way. Power for today is coming your way. Power for today is on the way right now. Power for today is July. 31st day of July.
You are worthy, Lord. Take your glory.
Take down the Lord. We are hallowing him. We are telling him.
Take your glory. Take your glory. Yes, Lord. You deserve every glory, Lord. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the glory. It is yours, O Lord. No one will share your glory with you. No one will share your glory with you. We give all unto you,
what you cannot tell him by his track record.
You are kind, by you are the merciful,
in your
you are faithful,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
You are
hallelujah.
So loving,
you are faithful, O God, you are faithful, O God, you are merciful, you are kind, yes, Lord, there is none, O God, to be compared unto you, O Lord,
what a mighty God we serve.
Blessed
be your holy name. Blessed be.
Kurabashata kabayakata. Ipeleketele prokoturabashaka. Aipali karanto kastiki bashanda. Labrakatura peiseke buatia. Sipreketeke barokoto kabaya. Hallelujah. Labrakata kamasate. Je prokotura peita kalibashanda. Ilepepe iteke barokoto kaba. Ipaleketeke barokoto kapreteke basta. Zaparakata kaba itale beshe. Iseketeke barokoto kaba itala. Zaprakataka bayaka tuka lebe etelebosa le papa leketeke baroko tuka baya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Masakata ya baaita la brakataka ba itala basa la papa itakula karama ita ipola karaba suku tuka bete usalikra tuka rama itaha isakale broko tu rabaita kule basente. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful. We celebrate your goodness and mercy. It is by your grace that we are alive today. It is by your grace that we are what we are. It is by your grace that we go and come. We don't own our own lives. When we were like dead people on our beds, we never knew what was going on around us. But you sent your angels of God to keep watch over us. And at the right time, you quickened our spirit to come back to life. We are grateful. We celebrate you. We honor you. We exalt you. We are beginning this day and this week with you. We are thankful unto you for the month of July, for how you have kept us, O God, throughout the month of July. Today, O God, is the last day of the month of July. And we say, Lord, we hallowed your name. We say, Lord, there is no God that can be compared unto you. You are the incomparable God. You are the living God. You are the self-existing God. You are the omniscient God. You are the immanent God. You are the omnipotent God. You are the all-knowing, all-powerful, all-righteous God. We thank you. We celebrate you. We bless your name. We come to you, O God, through the blood of Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, empower us. Lead us into the presence of God. Lead us. Give us the prayer point. Give us the exhortation. Holy Spirit, come and exhort us. Come and exhort us. Let us hear what we should hear today that will keep us, O God, throughout the week. Thank you, Father, we pray. Father, I secure everyone online and those who will be joining later. Father God, we secure ourselves in the blood and in the secret place of the Most High and the shadow of the Almighty. We secure our atmosphere and environment. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Father, we honor you because of the love we have for you and because of who you are. We are sacrificing our data. Of course, what do we have that does not belong to you? Even the very lives, it belongs to you. Father, we thank you. We honor you. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on our weaknesses, O Lord. Lord, have mercy sometimes when we enter into the flesh. And the way we address you, Lord, I know that Jesus understands because he has been in the flesh before and he was tempted at every point like us. He took our form so that he will understand us. Father, we thank you. Lead us, Holy Spirit. We want to pray the mind of God. We want to pray the counsel of God. Father, give us results. Christianity is about results. When people saw result, they put their faith in Jesus. Result was what drew people to Christ. Give us results, O God. Give us results, O God, so that our faith will continue to increase in you. Thank you, Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. Precious sons and daughters of God Almighty, the redeemed of the Lord, who have been redeemed with the blood of Jesus Christ. I say, Resurrection, good morning unto you. And I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today. Coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God, located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. We thank the Lord for today. We give glory to God for today. And I thank God for this medium that He has given to us, that we can connect and revive our spirit and our souls, receive instructions for the day and for the week. I just went about walking, my morning walking, before coming to start the Power for Today. I usually don't take my phone, but I just felt that I should take my phone. Then I receive a call, an outside call. My God, is Power for Today coming on today? I say, yes, of course, man. Will it come on tomorrow? I say, no, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Pastor, you have been a blessing to me. You have changed my life. I am a Christian. But somehow, I was going through a challenge. Pastor, I'm supposed to be sleeping. This call came from the US. But I am up. Something was happening to me and my husband. And one day, I just saw Destiny House Podcast. And when I tap, what I heard and the prayers, Pastor, that very day, our problem was solved. From that very day, we follow you. From that very day, I say, wow. Say, Pastor, I am a Jamaican living in the United States with my husband and two children. Pastor, God bless you. Pastor, by the close of today, you are going to hear something from me. And she mentioned something. She mentioned something. And when she mentioned that thing, an anointing just dropped on me. I'm telling you. Oh my God. May you be blessed. Amen. You know something? Christianity is about results. I'm telling you. Christianity is result. Jesus is result. When you are connected to Him, it is daily result, daily progress, daily increase. That's why we have from grace to grace, from glory to glory. Look, today's glory is greater than yesterday's glory. And let me say this again. Christianity operates in a hostile system in this world. Nothing in this fallen world favors Christianity. Please get that. Nothing in this fallen world favors you, the Christian. So you must find every means and every way to worship God. There is no any favorable condition. No favorable condition. As we are online right now, some people are preparing to go for parade. Parade. Somebody is bathing. Somebody is driving. Somebody is dressing the children. Like this woman, she should have been sleeping. But she's up. I can see Madam Becky in United States online. Yes. That is Christianity. There is no convenience. In fact, I saw something happening in Manipur. Manipur, I think Manipur is India, Myanmar, those countries in the Asian day. when they held this lady going to church, some three guys helped her. It was posted by this vineyard, ready for this thing, the other, this thing. Usually, for some time now, I'm not able to watch these things. But I don't know. I just had the courage to watch. She said, no, I am going to church. Say, you worship? She said, yes, we'll kill you. He said, you can kill me. I'm a child of God. If you want to transport me quickly to heaven, I want to get to heaven. You can't kill me, but if the Lord says you kill me, I will not deny Jesus. Look, they hit this lady on the ground and use a rope to tie her neck to the rail line. They put the rope under they tied her neck, her hand on the rail line. I thought they were leaving her there for the rail to come and crash her, then come and see. They pick stones, pick us, hitting the head, pick us as if they were digging inside her. My God, that is Christianity. Please, what are you suffering? That is somebody. Look, I can just see that an angel just came to pick her. And that lady is going to sit in the high place. Like Stephen. Like Stephen. When Stephen was being stoned in Acts chapter 8, Stephen saw Jesus standing ovation. And let me tell you, look, the first stone that hit that lady, she didn't feel it all. She never felt it. Look, you don't feel the stink of death. Jesus has taken it away. I'm telling you. Before the knife will pierce you, your soul is gone. Your soul is gone. Do you know that people die, their soul is gone 1 week when they are still breathing, when the body is still, the pulse are still there. The soul is already gone. Jesus has come to take that pain, that stink of death. Unfortunately, Christians are afraid to die. Rather, our brothers, the Islam, they rather carry the spirit of martyr. They are not prepared to die. When they are dying and going to hell, I am not saying that we should just open up ourselves that, hey, I want to die. You can, no, that's not what I mean. No. But I am telling you something about Christianity. Today, people sit in church. Look, everything that is happening is to kill Christianity. Today, people go to work on Sunday. People go for classes on Sunday. Why would your lecture? When your lecturer know that, when your lecturer know that you should be at church on Sunday, say, come to work, come to school, come for exams. Do you know it is against Christianity? So please, find every means to connect to God. Don't let any favorable condition come. And now churches too, they are planning their things to align with the world. Executive service. For executives who don't have time. Only 1 hour. They come and brush. They collect your offering. Executive service. So you think you've gone to give God just 1 hour. They brush it off and then you are gone. You are lying. You can't program God. He should rather program you. Unless it's God who is telling you to do that. I don't do things like that. I listen to God. I listen to the Holy Spirit. Because God has taught me when I was going walking, the things God was telling me. Usually when I'm walking, that's when I receive some powerful messages. I stop and record them. Or write them. So I always have a jotter and pen in my walking this thing when I'm walking, because a message will come. When I'm holding my phone, I stop and I record it. Do you know what God was telling me? God was commending me. You listen to me. You don't do things that everybody is doing. Not what everybody is doing that I am inside. Not what every church is doing that I am inside. I say, wow, Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. I am saying this to encourage as many as are online right now. I just want to commend you for the sacrifices you are making. Christianity is sacrifice. There is no convenient time, nothing convenient about Christianity here on earth. Everything in this fallen world is against the church, is against Christ, is against you. So you must find every means. The synagogue church, they go 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. synagogue. Sunday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Go and see. Everybody goes there. Big men, exactly, whatever it is, they are seated. Are they not Christians? Go to some places. Immediately, a certain time, people are looking at their watches. People, I am not saying that we should spend the whole day. No! No, 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 no. Beloved, there is heaven for us to go. Here on earth, please, here on earth is not your final destination. The heaviest blow, one of the heaviest blow I have received this year was the death of our former regional superintendent, Reverend George Aya Anna. I've planned to invite him on 20th August. 20th August, he was supposed to come and preach because he broke the ground of our project. And when he was digging with the pickers, he hit the ground one. The second time, because he will hit three times before he pours the anointing oil. The second time, he stood up and said, Dela, it will be difficult. Should I continue? I said, please continue. And he hit the third time and poured the oil. Said, Dela, it will be, why did you say I should continue? I said, you said it will be difficult. You didn't say it will be impossible. He hit my back. He said, I've learned something from you. You said it will be difficult. You didn't say it will be impossible. If you had said it will be impossible, I would have said, then stop. Today, look at where we are by the grace of God. He has never entered this building to see where he said it will be difficult, where we are. I am so disappointed that he just died like that. Beloved, he has left everything. Please, let us focus on heaven. Look, our final destination is not here. You can move your car. Look at what happened to our former deacon. Sorry about this, but I'm just using this. Akuno, the wife just dropped him by the roadside. And continue because he was going to workshop to check his car and pick it and go to his work. So the wife had to also branch to another way. The wife was gone. Just when the wife dropped him. Maybe the wife has not even reached even 200 meters. Maybe people were clapping. Ah, that woman going, she has bent the curve. Nobody can run and follow her. This man was just crossing the street, pick a car to his workshop to check his car. Bam! A car hit him. He was in coma for 1 month. After that, he was gone. We visited, prayed, did everything. He's gone. Look at that. So please, I am saying all this not to put fear, but to let you know the importance of your spiritual life. The importance of always coming online. The importance of giving God your time to listen, to pray. The importance of making time for God is very, very important. Because the moment your soul leaves your body, nothing matters again. It is only Jesus. It's all about how you live here on earth. What you did with Jesus. What you did with the Word. How you lived the Word. How you lived. One of the things that really shakes me when I am being buried. Revelation chapter 14 verse 13. Here is the end of man. Your deeds shall follow you. Your deeds shall follow you. That's the time of what? Accountability. And do you know why we are, how we are going to be judged? God is not going to ask you any question. No. It's like a screen, a video, a screen, large screen will appear. From the day you came out of your mother's womb, you will see it. You will see it. When you were in your mother's womb, they will show your mother. They will show you in your mother's womb how you came out. Everything that happened to you. But then, after the age of 12, then mark here, minus here, 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 till the day you die. You see it. You see the day you see it. You see all your thoughts, all your secret deeds. So do you know something? You yourself will choose your path. An arrow will appear. That arrow is an angel. You know, everything in the realms of the spirit is angelic. So that arrow will appear. The moment that arrow appears to what you should go, if to heaven, before you realize you are at the gate, golden gate will open by itself. Trumpet will sound, angel will appear. Take you first to Abraham's bosom. Abraham will welcome you first. Then to where you are going. If to hell, an arrow will appear. A demon will just appear. Before you realize, the gate of hell is open for you. Beloved, I am saying all these things because if we don't take care, I am telling you, we will lose. But we shouldn't lose. People go to church and they are chair. The pastor has wasted our time. So and so. Waste of time. So and so. What will you sacrifice for? In fact, yes, I know. Sometimes we waste time. It depends upon what is happening in church. So I use this opportunity this morning to congratulate all of you online. Those of you who are very regular and persistent. I know some of you data. Somebody was telling me, Pastor, I make sure that I leave the house before 6 so that I can go and park somewhere and then follow the podcast. I say, God bless you. You will live long. You will be fulfilled. That sacrifice alone tells God and heaven something about you. Congratulations. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. Now let's go into today's exhortation. We are still looking at the key of David. Let the key of David open up and shut down. But today and this week, we are going to pray about keys. There is key to everything. God, give me the key to today. Give me the key to this problem. Give me the key to this challenge. Give me the key to my husband. Give me the key to my wife. Give me the key to this office. Give me the key to this company. Make me a key in this company. Make me, you see the prayer point. You see how they are coming. I know somebody say, she, yes. 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 There are keys. Of course, the key of David. We already know in Isaiah 22, verse number 22, I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. Now, where do we carry keys? Is it not in your palm when you want to open something? Is the key put on your shoulder? But I say, I will put the key on his shoulder. So that tells us, in the spiritual realm, when we say key, it is not key like our key. No. Shoulder. The key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will be a seal, that's verse 23. He will be a seal of honor for the house of his father. Now, that verse 23 like this, you can pray it to consolidate your heart, your position. Say, I will do what? I will drive him like a peg. Like a peg. That's a key. A key. When I give you the definitions of a key, one of the dictionary definitions is a key fastens things into positions, like a pin that, or a bolt that is used to tighten something or to fasten something. It can be referred to as a key. So you see, I will drive him in. That's a key. You are fastened. Your position is made secure. So if you are online and somebody is fighting over your position, use this scripture. I've been giving this scripture to a lot of wives. Wives, when another woman is fighting your husband to take your husband, use this. Verse 23. Isaiah 22, 23. God has just given me the grace of God. He has opened my eyes to scripture to use them for prayer. That's why God answers my prayers. Pray the scriptures. Pray by the Spirit. By the grace of God. Look at yesterday. After Pastor Roger preached, I just got the prayer. We are going to pray that prayer in August. Help me to discover what you have deposited in me. My God. Gideon didn't know that a veiled spirit, a general spirit has been deposited in him. He never knew until the angel appeared and said, mighty warrior. Meanwhile, he was a firewood cutter. Systems have reduced him. Systems have reduced people. Let me tell you, from now, no system is going to influence you. No system is going to reduce you. I'm telling you, things are changing. Amen. That is why our team, as we start 100 days tomorrow, 100 days, prayer festival. Our theme is, now is my time. Now is my time. Hey, now is my time. We are refusing the system. We are refusing anything that has placed a limitation on you. We are saying no. We are saying never. We are saying no way. So you see, the key. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. See, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, Jesus said that Jesus was speaking to the church of Philadelphia, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. The key. Lord, give me the key. In fact, that is our sub thing. Lord, give me the key. We are going to pray. God, Lord, give me the key. What is the key? A key is a device that opens or shuts. A key is also a device that ushers you into something or blocks you out. A key is something that is of crucial importance. Crucial importance. Crucial importance. Something that is crucial. Something that is essential. We call it a key. A key to this problem. This person is the key person who is causing the problem in this office. The key person. This person is the key person that is bringing revival. Take this teaching about the key. Key fasting things into position. Yes. So you need a key to something. A key to something. A key is an answer. A key also represents an answer. Let me tell you, the moment you get an answer to a problem, you've got a key. You've gotten the key. You've gotten the key. We need keys for things. You see, last week I was driving. When I was praying, the Holy Spirit was just inspiring me to pray about the key of David. I opened this. Then I just had it within me. Why don't you record what you are praying? So I started recording. And I tell you, before I realized, I was just praying. Lord, give me the key to the three elements, the three dimensions of your creation. Three dimensions of your creation. Do you know the three dimensions of creation? Time, space, and matter. Time, space, and matter. Time, space, and matter. Time, in the beginning. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. Time. God created time first. Then space, heaven. Heaven, space, heaven. Then earth, matter. It is out of the earth that human being came out. Vegetations, rivers, everything on this earth. So there are three dimensions of God's creation. Time, space, and matter. And when God gives you the key to time, hey, the key to space, the key to matter, my goodness, do you know the key to time? The key to time means that your things will happen always at the right time. You will never miss time. Even when you are old, you can still have the pleasure and the joy of a youth. Hey, Kama Yakata. That was why Abraham, after the wife died at the age of 125, Keturah. Was it 125 years when the wife died? How old was he? When Sarah died, Abraham was one. Was it 125 before Sarah died? Something like that, Yes, 125. Sarah died. So Isaac was just 25 years old when the mother died. 125 year old, huh?
Sarah was
90. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm connecting Isaac to Abraham. To Abraham, not the mother. Fine. You know, 125-year-old man, excuse me, the thing should not work. Cool. That thing there that is called man. Hey, 125, it shouldn't work. Cool. Even now, 25-year-old boys who are doing masturbation, 30, 31, it's not working. I'm telling you. People are walking about when you see, it's not working. I'm telling you, 50, 60, it's not working. People are just driving big cars, passing around. They think that it's not working. It's not working. But Abraham, at 125, still married Keturah. And the team fired 5 other children. My goodness. Where from that power is the key to time. Age doesn't affect it. Age does not affect it. And some, is it Psalm 90 verse? He said, they will bear fruit even in their old age. Psalm 92. They will bear fruit from verse 12 to 40. They will bear fruit even in their old age. You know, you need a key to the seasons. Key to seasons. Key to seasons. You need a key for the month. You need a key for the day and the week. You need a key to every situation. You need a key to your marriage. You need a key to your challenge. You need a key to that problem. You need a key. Okay, Sarah died at 127 years. Okay. Sarah died at 127 years. Okay, thank you. Sarah died at 127 years. You see, you need the key. The key to nations. Psalm 2 verse 8 says, ask of me and I'll give you all nations. Ask of me and I'll give you all nations. How does God give you all nations? He gives you the key. The key to Ghana. The key to Europe. The key to America. The key to that city. The key to that town, that village. We have the key to human heart. Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 and 5. The key into human heart. And God stir up the heart of King Cyrus. God stir up the heart of King Cyrus. May God give you the key to the heart of your husband. And the key to your husband. The key to your wife. The key to your boss. Some of these things, when I'm saying that, I say, why am I saying that? It's not everything you should give to the people. You need the key into the supernatural. Key into the, you need the key to the storehouse of heaven. You need the key to Satan's armory. You know, keys take different forms. Keys, they take different forms. Say different forms. Different forms. We have human beings as keys. Human keys. John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the way. I am the gateway. Jesus is the key. So you can be a key in that office. Pray that in this office, God, make me a key. Make me a key in this office. Make me a key in this department. Make me a key in this church. Make me a key. And you know what that means? When you become a key, people see you as an answer. They see you as a solution. You are easily recognized. The day you didn't go to work, the day you didn't go to office, the day you didn't go to church, you are failed because you are a key. You are a key. You are a key. Myself and the lady pastor, we have developed something that I'm telling you. When one of us is not around, we feel it. We feel it. When I'm not around, she feels it too much. When she's not around, I feel it too much. We feel it. We have become keys to each other. So we have human keys. So look, anything that you become on earth, from God, he passes it through a human being. Pastors, we are keys in your life. Pastors are keys. Your spiritual authorities are keys. Fellow Christians, we are all keys to each other. I'm telling you. Look, some years ago, a brother who completed university, 3 years, he wasn't getting job. He did banking and finance. And so he was teaching one of the preparatory, schools. One day we closed church, and then he picked dropping. And then there was this old lady, very vocal in the church. I don't want to mention the name. She's no longer in the church now. I mean, she can cause trouble. But she's just fine. I mean, that is her nature. We were trying to manage her. Immediately she sat in, she started talking because she's a talkative. Hey, oh, you came to church? This is so good. Oh, you people, you are doing well. Oh, this church is a blessing. Even though pastor is hard, But he's a man of God. He's prepared. The brother was telling me, say, where do you work? So I'm teaching. So I see. Oh, so you went to university? Say yes. What did you do? Say I did finance and bank. And you are teaching. You are teaching finance and banking. Say no, I'm teaching. Primary school. Say oh, why are you not working at the bank? Say I've written application. They are not. My brother is a bank manager. Oh, he just gave the brother's name. She just gave the brother's name to say, look, go to Susu and So Bank. I will call my brother. She got home and called the brother that I've sent this person. That was how, the brother got the job. Up to today, the brother is no longer in the church, but still working in the bank. Still working in the bank because he has been transferred to another region. But the brother is still connected to me. That woman became a key. She became a key. A key to connecting somebody to bank. So please, we are keys to each other. That's why we need to respect each other and handle each other, human beings, well. Human relations. Handle everyone you meet well. When I'm driving, I'm always greeting people. Yesterday we were coming from church. All the Muslims, I'm always greeting them. And when I greet them, they will be smiling. They will wave back. And I was telling the people in the car, you see, this is psychology. You are recognizing them. So the day you tell them about Jesus, I am not saying that, please, drive the town and greet everybody you meet. Oh, please, that's not what I mean. I am talking about something. And whilst you are doing it, watch yourself. So that no one will take you for granted. No one will take advantage of you. Yes, we must balance things. The Holy Spirit is also a key. Ideas are keys. Knowledge is key. Ideas are keys. Favor and grace, they are keys. Idea is a key. Favor and grace, keys. Do you know what keys do? Keys bring acceleration. Keys bring quick arrival. Keys bring quick delivery. Keys bring quick discovery. When you have a key, keys accelerate you. Keys bring quick arrival. Keys bring quick delivery. Keys bring quick discovery. Things work quickly in your life. Yes. Things work quickly in your life. Before we pray, you know, there are keys to hidden places of wealth. Job chapter 28 verse 1 to 8. Job chapter 28 verse 1 to 8. Keys to hidden places. Hidden things. You know that there is a key to silver and gold. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. The silver and the gold belongs to me. Just tell God, give me the key. And do you know how you receive the key to silver and gold? Be faithful in your tithing. Be faithful in your offering. Be faithful in the things of God. Obedience, faith, sacrifice, service. That's how you get these keys. And then ask God for keys. Please, let me say this before we pray. I want to thank you so much online. Please, anytime a pastor preaches or we teach and then something is not clear to you, please don't hesitate to point it out for clarity. I thank God for Stanley. Stanley's prayer. Stanley is a young man in the church at the university. He's doing very well. After Friday's he has been doing that once in a while. So we interact a lot. He sent a message on Messenger. Very long message. Daddy, you were saying that you made a statement that God doesn't know. What is it that God doesn't know? That's why we should ask. Because God doesn't know what we need. Then he brought two scriptures in Matthew chapter 6 verse 8, which says, which talks about God's omnipotence, omniscience, God knowing everything. And also Hebrews 4:12. He brought scripture to show that God knows everything and God lives in everything. We call it omnipotence and immanent. Omnipotence and immanent. God knows everything, and he also lives within. He lives within. He lives within. He controls. So how do you say that God doesn't know? So he said, I should ask. I said, congratulations. Let me explain here. There is nothing God doesn't know. There is nothing he doesn't know. He is all knowing. In fact, he is living in you. He knows everything about you. But do you know something? He has given us choice and will. God will never violate your choice and your will. So when it comes to your choice and your will, God pretends as if he doesn't know. He pretends as if he does not know. He wants you to ask. That's why in Matthew 7:7, he says, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Again, in James chapter 4, verse 12 to 4. James 4, 12 to 4. He says, one of the verses says that, ye receive not because ye ask not. Ye receive not because ye ask not. Ye ask not. When you read Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, Mark 10, 46 to 52, when Jesus was passing and the blind Bartimaeus was calling, and people were shutting him down, and finally, Jesus stopped and said, call him. When Bartimaeus went to Jesus, in verse 51, what did Jesus ask Bartimaeus? He said, what do you want me to do for you? Doesn't Jesus know that Bartimaeus was blind? They all know it, God. He knows. Every human being, all the people around know, they can see that this is a blind man. So a blind man calling you Jesus. Jesus wants to know what you actually want me to do. Because maybe he wants something different. He said, I want to see. He said, receive your sight. Do you know that I have taken some people to, at least this thing has happened. I've experienced this thing 3 times. And I got shocked to pray for people for Holy Ghost baptism. Do you know that 3 times I have had an encounter where the people told me that they don't need the Holy Spirit. I, as a pastor, I know that after you get born again, you need the Holy Spirit to help you. They say they don't need the Holy Spirit. They say, I don't need the Holy Spirit. Look, we have taken people through deliverance. And at a point they say, I don't need deliverance. I don't need it. Leave me alone. I don't need it. What can you do? That is where the will and the choice comes in. That is why you don't just sit down and say, God knows what I need. You'll be there till the day they will bury you. He doesn't know. He knows. He knows, but he pretends that he doesn't know. He knows. Look, God knows that every woman is made to marry, but he doesn't know whether you actually want to marry. Are you getting that? He knows, but he doesn't know whether you actually want to marry. But when you tell him, then he comes in. I think this is self-explanatory. We want to pray now. We want to pray that God give me the key. Give me the key. Give me the key. Let's thank God for this revelation. Let's thank God right now. Father, we thank you for this revelation, this exposition of
God.
Thank
you for this exposition.
We are grateful
to you for your word this morning. Your word that empowers us. Your word that leads us in prayer. Your word that makes our prayers potent. We thank you,
Father,
Lord,
we thank
this
you for your word, oh God. We thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the exposition of your word, oh God. We thank you for the revelation, oh God. We thank you. 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 We thank you, 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 we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I need the key.
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 I need the
key. I need the key.
I need the key.
I need the key.
I need the key.
I need the key.
I need the key.
I need the key.
I need the key.
I need the key.
I need the key.
To this day.
To this day.
To this week.
To this week.
Month.
To this month.
I need the key.
I need the key.
Lord,
I need the key. Lord, I need the key.
Lord, I need the key. Lord, I need the key. Lord, I need the key. Lord, I need the key.
Lord, I need the key.
To this,
to this
day,
week,
this
to this week,
to this week,
this month,
to this
month,
this
year,
to this
Lord,
year,
I need the key.
I need the key.
I need the key.
I need the key.
Lord, I need the key.
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 To this situation
in my life,
I need the key.
To this situation, to
this challenge,
to this problem. To this difficulty, I need the key.
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 Rakataka bayakataka bayakataka bayakataka
bayakataka. Lord, I need the key.
Papa, give me the key, oh God.
Give me the key to this day.
Give me the key, oh God.
Give me the key to this
day.
Give me the key to this week.
Give me the key to this month.
Give me the key to this month.
Give me the key, Lord.
Give me the key. Give me the key.
Give me the key. Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Give me the key
to the rest of the year.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Give me the key, Lord.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Shaka shaka baraka shaka baya.
I need the key. Lord, give me the key. Lord, give me the key. Lord, I need the key. To this day, Lord. To this week, Lord. To this month. To this new month we are entering, oh God, from tonight.
In Jesus' mighty name. Wow. Look at Madam Achu Philomena. God bless you, woman of God. I like these things. See, God knows, but he wants you to give him permission to act. He knows. God bless you, madam. But he wants you to give him permission to act. You know, God has made you like a God. You are a governor. Psalm 8, verse 6. Know ye not that ye are gods? That ye are what? Gods? He has placed you in a high position. John chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. Jesus quoted it. Know ye not that ye are gods? Ye are governors. You are governors. Look, I've been saying this. When God gave me a revelation about the human will and choice, I said, God, apart from the Holy Spirit, the way Jesus coming to die, one the greatest thing God has done for man is to give man a will. It is a will that differentiates you from animals. Animals don't have a will. They don't think by themselves. Do you know that angels also don't have a will? Angels, they act like robots. Yes. Angels, they do God's bidding. They act on the word. When God says, go and destroy here. Ha! Every believer, if God doesn't differentiate, that don't tie those with the mark of the blood on them, everybody will be dying. Because they don't think. Angels don't have a will of their own. They act on the word. They act by God's instruction. Angels were not created in the image of God. Only man, you and I, we were created in the image of God and given a will to decide, to choose. Look, everyone that is going to hell, you are going to hell by your own choice. You stay poor, poverty is your choice. Because God has given you everything. He has given you his word. He has given you hands to work. He has given you favor and everything. Poverty is a choice. Of course, there are processes. There is a process God will take you through. I was talking to one of our pastors. I said, my brother, there is a process. Keep on doing the best you can. There is a process. One day, God will just turn things around. But apart from that, that is why we need to examine our will and our choices. I'm telling you. God didn't choose my wife for me. He told me to start praying at the age of 16. I will tell you that another time. And God started prompting me, what do you think about Gladys? That's how it came up. What do you think about? Then I started observing. Then I realized that she has some qualities that I don't have that will balance me. So you see, God will help you, but he doesn't impose it on you. He will help you, but he does not impose. So that tomorrow, like Adam, you tell him that the woman you gave me, God learned a lesson. Say, I see. No man will tell me this again. He will help you, but he will not impose. So please, don't joke with your human will. Don't joke with your choices. God will never. He knows you need food, but what kind of food do you want to eat? Ask him. Don't just sit down and think that he knows. Give him permission to act. Give him power to act. We are praying now. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
The key to life.
The key to life.
The key to prosperity.
The key to prosperity.
The key to advancement.
The key to advancement.
The key to expansion.
The key to expansion.
The key to stability.
The key to
stability.
The key to victory.
The key to success.
The key to success.
Give me the key, Lord.
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 Give me the key,
Lord.
Give me the key, Lord.
I need your key.
I need your key.
I need your key.
I need the 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 key. I need your key.
Your key, yes, oh Lord, to advancement. Your key to a better life. Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key.
Give me the key to business.
business. Give me the key to this business.
Give me the key to this business.
Give me the key to business.
Give me the key to this particular business.
To this particular business.
This particular business.
Give me the key to 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 this particular business.
Give me the key, Lord. Give me the key.
Give me the key to this office. Give me the key.
Lord, give me the key into this person's heart. Give me the key into my worker's heart. Give me the key into my boss's heart. Give me the key. Make me a key. In this establishment, make me a key.
Give me a key.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Make me a key.
Make me a key.
Of solution.
Of solution.
Make me a key.
Make me a key.
Of answers.
Of answers.
Make me a key.
Make me a key.
Of solution.
Of solution.
Make me a key.
Make me a
of
key.
Of answers.
Of answers.
In this company.
In this company.
In my family.
In my family.
In this company.
In this company.
In my family.
In my family.
In this community.
In this community.
In this department.
In this department.
Make me a key.
Make me a key.
Of answers.
Of answers.
Of solution.
Of solution.
Of answers.
Of solution.
Of answers.
Of of solution, of answers, of solution. Make me a key.
Make me a key.
Make me a key. In Jesus' name. You know,
amen.
The moment you are recognized as a key, you are finished. I'm telling you, you have stolen the heart of the chief executive. One of our brothers, brother, there used to be a company called DAPEC. DAPEC is an advertising. They do these billboards. It was an international company. Kenya, Zimbabwe, but the headquarters was in Ghana, owned by a woman of God. Mama, something. She was 90 years last week. 90 years. Still alive. 90 fresh. I saw it on Facebook and I wish her. Is it Mama Felicia or Florence or Faustina? The name was F. Afum. Afum. Yes, Mama Afum. I used to pray with her. Yes, I used to pray with her. She has been a great blessing to me and the family and the church. One of our brothers, Douglas Minu, he was a driver in the company. He was a driver. One day there was a billboard, an electronic billboard they were trying to fix. And there was a problem. So they brought an expert from Netherlands to come and fix. This expert, brother Douglas, was saying that, look, this expert was trying for the whole week. They flew somebody, an expert, to come and do the work. This brother was saying that, Mama, I can do this thing. Say, oh, come on, keep quiet. You are just a driver. Keep quiet, you are just a driver. Say, I can do this. They brought the expert. The expert was not able. Trying. Then Douglas was standing there. Say, this thing, I can do it. Oh. The man said, okay, try it, let's see. Say, Pastor, within five minutes, the expert said, how did you do it? And he showed the expert. From that day, Brother Douglas, in fact, it was from that day that he made money to buy land and build a house. He made money to buy land and build a house. The door of the company became open for him. So when you become a key, you possess the company. I'm telling you, you possess the heart of the chief executive. When you become a key in the church, you possess the heart of the pastor. When you become the key in the kingdom of God, you possess the heart of God. I'm telling you, look, when everybody should die, God will make sure that you will not die like Hezekiah. I mean, from whom will I get this kind of service from? Who will give me this? Who? When we are calling this, when my kingdom needs, it's only this person. Say, Lord, make me a key. A financial key. Make me a financial key. Make me a key of solution. Make me a key of answers. Make me a key of solution. Make me a key of finances.
Make me a key of solution. Make me a key of answers.
Make me a key in my husband's life.
Make me a key
in my wife's life.
In my wife's life. Make me a key in my husband's life. Make me a key in my wife's life.
Make me a key in my marriage.
Make me a key
in my marriage.
Make me a key
in my marriage.
Make me a key in my marriage.
Make
me a key in my marriage.
Make
me a key in my marriage.
Amen.
Say,
Lord, give me a key to this nation.
To this nation.
Where I live. Where I am working.
Where I am key. Working
to the system,
give me a
key to the system that are running in this nation. Give me the key to the system in this nation. Mention your country. Give me the key. Give me the key to the economic system, to the governmental system, to the
government.
The prayer is working. It's working for somebody right now.
Give me the key
to the governmental system, to the economic system of this nation, of Ghana,
of this nation.
Cote d'Ivoire,
Ghana,
of Denmark,
Cote d'Ivoire,
of America, of this
of
state,
America,
of this region,
this state,
of where
of this
I live,
region,
or where I am
I
working,
live,
give me the key,
give me the key,
give me the key,
give me the key,
to the systems,
give me the key,
to the governmental system,
to the
economic system,
system,
to the financial system,
system,
to the career
system,
give me the key,
to the
economic system,
give me the key,
give me the key,
give me the key,
give me
the key,
give me the key,
give me the key,
give me the key,
give me the key,
give me the key,
give me the key
to this system,
to the financial system, to the financial system of this nation,
to the economic system
of this nation,
to the governance system,
to the educational system.
Give me the key.
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 Give me the key to the African continent.
To the African continent.
Yes,
to the African continent.
To the African continent.
To the European continent.
To the Australian continent.
To the American continent.
Give me the key.
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 The key to this nation.
Yes, Lord.
The key to this nation.
Ghana.
The key to this nation.
Ghana. Give me
the key to this region.
The key to this region.
The key to the people of Ghana.
The key to the people of Ghana.
The key to the people of Africa.
The key to the people of Europe.
The key to the people of Asia. The key to the people of Australia. The key to the people in this nation. Give me a key.
Give me
the key.
Give me the key,
Lord. Give me the key.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
See the key.
To see the key.
Give me wisdom.
Give
to
me
apply
wisdom.
The key.
To apply
open
the
my
key.
Eyes.
Open
to see
my
the
eyes
key.
To see the key.
Help me.
Help
to
me.
Descend the key.
To 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 descend
and give me wisdom. To apply the key.
Give me wisdom.
To apply the key.
Give me wisdom.
To apply the key.
Show me how
to possess the key.
Show me how
to possess the key.
Show me how
to possess the key.
In
Jesus' mighty name. Our last prayer. Say, with the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut down.
I shut down.
The gates
of hell.
Of I
hell.
Shut down
I shut the gate
of Satan
of hell,
and the
of
devil
Satan,
into
and
my
the
life,
devil
into my
marriage. Life, into my marriage. Into my business
into my life, life
into my finances,
with the key of David,
the key
I shut down,
I shut down,
any
I
doorway,
down,
any gateway,
into
any gateway
of my life,
yes,
into
I
any
shut
area
down
of my life,
the gateway,
the camp of the devil,
I shut down,
yes, Lord,
the gateway,
I shut down, the gateway,
and the doorway of the devil,
into
my mind, into my mind,
into
my emotions, into my emotions,
into my body,
into my body,
into my health,
into my
health,
into my marriage,
into my marriage,
into my home,
into my husband's
life,
into my wife's
life,
into my family,
into my business,
into my career,
into my finances.
Into
I
my
shut
career,
the
I shut the gateway,
Satan's gateway,
Satan's
the
gateway, doorway.
I shut down
the gateway of hell, the gateway of Satan, the gateway of the devil and his agents. I shut down the gateway, yes, into my life, into any aspect of my life, into the gateway, into the lives of your people online, with the key of David, yes, so Lord, we shut down.
I shut down.
Yes, the gateway of the devil.
Say any human being
into my life. Any human being
that has become
the gateway
of Satan.
Any human being
that has become Satan's gateway into my life with the key of David.
I shut down. I shut down. Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
with the key
Christ.
Of David.
With the key of David.
I open.
Any door.
Any door.
Shut.
The devil has shut.
I unlock.
Say with the key of David.
With the key of David. I invade the key of David. I possess it. The mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name
I put on the key of David.
I put on the like key of David. Like a garment. I put on the key of David. Like a garment. I put on the key of David. Like a garment. I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David.
Like a garment. I put on the key of David. Like a garment. Amen.
I set the key of David over your life.
Amen.
I declare and decree. I put on you the key of David. I ask the Lord Almighty to put on you the key of David.
Amen.
To put on you the key of David. To put on you the key of David. To put on you the key of David. May you wear the key of David as a garment. Wear the key of David as a garment. Wear the key of David as a garment. Enter every place in the key of David. I secure you throughout the week with the key of David. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight is our crossover special. We are still going to declare the key of David. And we are going to make some declarations. I'm telling you, we are going to redeem the month of August. We are going to command the month of August. We are going to ask God to give us the key to the month of August. Let's come together at, is it 6 o'clock or 6:30? 6 p.m. Let's come together. We shall be online on Facebook and let's just continue. There shall be communion. There shall be impartation. And Tuesday, we are starting with our 100-day prayer festival with fasting, with fasting, with fasting. Those who are 60 years and above, yes, at 3 o'clock you can break. But then those who are below that, when you get to 5 o'clock, you can break. Check your system and know how much that your system can go. Fasting and prayer doesn't change God. Fasting and prayer changes you towards God. Somebody should write it for me. Fasting and prayer rather changes you towards God. Fasting and prayer positions you for God to flow properly. For the blessing from God to flow properly into your life. Fasting and prayer doesn't change God. It changes you. It changes you towards God. It positions you strategically so that God can easily reach you. So that His blessings can easily reach you. Fasting and prayer position you so that angels, delivery angels can easily assess you and locate you. Because there are many things that surround you. What's the meaning of fasting? Fasting is to forego some things for some time. To give much attention to God in prayer and the word. So please, that's the meaning of fasting. When you are fasting, you are still watching pornography. When you are fasting, in 24 hours, you are still on food. You are fasting, you are not praying. Yes. You are fast. Look, we can fast many things. We can fast food. We can fast sex. We can fast TV. We can fast phone. We can fast outing. Yes, sometimes you can just be in your room. You say, I am not stepping out. It is a kind of fasting. You are eating. But it's a kind of fasting. Fasting is not only food, though. Yes, fasting is to deny yourself some pleasures for some time and give that attention to God, to God. And you see what will happen in your life. Please, this is fasting. Remember this, you are not fasting for me. The way you do it, you will be the first to reap the fruit. It's not me. You will be the first to reap the fruit. The way you do it, it's over to you. Carve your own path to greatness. Find your own method to success, like God told the prophet. Yes, do it the way you can. Those of you on medication, please, you can take your medicine with food and still pray. Take your medicine with food and still do what? Pray. Take your medicine with food and still what? Pray. 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 Watch your system. Those of you who are married to unbelieving husbands, when they are demanding certain things to them, just give it to them. God will understand. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May this day and this week produce testimonies in your life. Shalom, shalom, peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.